From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading The Medicine Wagon by Gary W. McCarthy. Now, let's begin with The Medicine Wagon. Chapter 1. Henry Wallace Ballou sat slouched in the top row of the medical dissection room and tried not to yawn as Professor Emeritus Willard Atwood, M.D., lectured behind a wooden table on which rested an overripe cadaver. On this winter afternoon, with snow flying past their window, the professor was expounding on the old humoral theory of disease, which held that most illnesses were spawned by imbalances in the blood, yellow bile, black bile, or phlegm. "What this means," Professor Atwood said, squinting myopically at his 33 bored students, "is that all these bodily fluids combine in hot, cold, moist, and dry combinations, and must be held in perfect balance. That is why, despite what some proponents of the germ theory might claim, diseases can be favorably affected by bloodletting and or purging the body by the ingestion of calomel, our most proven and popular cathartic." "Why doesn't he just get to the cadaver?" Henry groused to the student sitting beside him, who was also struggling to remain attentive. "If he doesn't stop talking, the flesh will soon slough off that deceased gentleman." James Sanderson nodded in weary agreement. He was 22, with sandy brown hair, a winning smile, and excellent manners. His father was an attorney and friend of men in all the highest city offices. James was short, only 5'8" to Henry's impressive 6'3", but he was quick and a superb athlete who played catcher on the college's baseball team,